What is a friend? In this social media age of Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, that question is invariably asked rhetorically by people in their 30s and older, people like me. I say rhetorically because it is often followed with a criticism of how shallow these so-called friendships are. You know, Facebook, that's not a real friend. The argument goes that no one can really have 200, 300 plus friends. And the people who are listed as friends on Facebook are far from quote-unquote friends. The argument usually concludes that this all points to how terrible modern life is and the superficiality of the digital age and the times we live in, blah, blah, blah. Normally, I agree with this view. And staring middle-aged dead in the eyes, I am and can be just as condescending as the next man when it comes to young people on Facebook. And that they don't really understand. These young people today don't really understand what friendship is. However, last Sunday when I ran the London Marathon, I was forced to rethink this. In the preparation for the marathon, I asked people to sponsor me. And a lot of my friends and colleagues did. But more surprisingly is that a lot of people who follow me on Twitter sponsored me. People I don't even know. Or people who I've never met. More precisely, on the day of the marathon, I also received a lot of tweets of encouragement from Twitter friends I've never met. Emotionally, these tweets meant a lot to me, and psychologically, there's no way you can tell me I didn't feel a connection with these people. In the social media age, far from these people not being real friends, I had a whole new reservoir of friendship to draw on for strength. And at 23 miles, when running the marathon last Sunday, and I had hit the wall and I thought that I couldn't take an extra step, I had to draw on every source of strength I could. And the Twitter friendships was one of those sources. Every sponsorship I received and every tweet I was mentioning helped me keep on going when I thought I couldn't take another step. At the end of the marathon, when I tweeted that I didn't do quite as well as I'd hoped, one of my Twitter friends said I should run in Berlin, and in the true spirit of friendship, suggested I do it with them in a group who are going to do the Berlin Marathon. The only reason I didn't take them up on the offer is because the Berlin Marathon is already sold out. Now, you can't tell me that isn't friendship, going away on holiday with a group of people, going away to run a race in a foreign country. When it comes to Instagram, because I'm also on Instagram, you can find me, Marcus Ryder, I've surprised myself by looking for a possible marathon in Atlanta to meet one of my Instagram friends. Yep, I call them friends. You don't travel halfway around the country to meet someone who isn't a friend, although I've never met him. I just know his pictures, his Instagram pictures. Once again, running has taught me something far more than how to place one foot in front of the other as fast as possible for as long as possible. It has taught me about friendship, social media, and how I can still be emotionally surprised. The picture today is of a map of the different countries that use Twitter, and I wonder where in the world my next friend will come from.